Alhamdulillah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله We'll be page 196 today, I think, yeah, on the topic good manners. All praises due to Allah Rabbul Alamin, because He is our creator, our provider, who give us life without we ask, and who provide all of us all the bounties that we need without we asking to. He keep on giving, and not only Allah keep on giving, while He give, a lot of people take things for granted, ungrateful, unthankful. But He never sent His punishment immediately. While He gave, He also keep on forgiving all of us. That is the mercy of Allah Rabbul Alamin. And may the blessing and the mercy be upon all His prophets and messengers, especially to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu, who was chosen to be the last and the final messengers. Meaning, whoever dare to claim that they are so messengers, you just cut them off. Don't ever get headache thinking about this kind of people. In the time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have few, even a lady start to claim that she is also a prophet. Musaylama claim he is also the messenger of Allah. And of course, for Musaylama, the one who killed him is the one who killed Hamza in the battle of Uhud. In Islam, once somebody who claimed to be a Muslim, but then he denied that Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger, he's no more Muslim. And he is considered a murtadin. Either he repent or he will be killed. Why? The fitna is worse than killing. One person can create and mislead thousand million of people, make people get confused. It's better to terminate his life and save thousand or million blind follower. Sometimes people who don't understand the values will not value it. A lot of people who are good, they want to follow what is right. But you have certain individuals who have their personal agenda to mislead this public. And they come up with all their nonsense dreams and their nonsense hidden so-called secret and knowledge that they got it direct from Prophet Muhammad and so on. And the public who are innocent may just believe in it. So we keep on asking Allah Almighty to guide us without fail every single day when we perform prayer. We say, "Oh Allah, ihdina siratal mustaqim," guide all of us. We want to be guided. And that's why the beginning of our class, I never fail to recite Khutbatul Hajjah. A very important reminder from our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to his Sahaba, his Ummah. And it continued. Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, Ali, all of them start by reciting this Khutbatul Hajjah. A lot of us are not aware, when you want to get married, for those who are married, also the Qadi who conduct the marriage will recite that. It's a very good reminder. Number one, Khutbatul Hajjah remind us the important to be grateful and to be thankful. Innal hamdalillah. Nahmaduhu. Keep on thanking Allah, the Creator, the Provider. If you keep on thanking Almighty Allah, we believe it's easier for you to be grateful, be thankful to human who are kind to you. Who is the first people who are kind to us? Our parent. Who is the one who give us the love? Our mama. Follow up with our papa. But if you go to Instagram sometimes, when they call, teach the children, call mama, the children, baby say papa. Yeah, it made the mama very jealous, you know. Just an example. And then the Prophet continued by reminding us, Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiru. Always remind us how important to be humble. A humble person always seek help from Allah. Always call upon Ya Rabb. People who are not humble, they don't need. They only call him when they have problem. When they have no problem, Allah is not in their memory, in their heart, nothing. When they are caught in the situation that they know nobody is around, then only he remember Allah. Yeah? These are people who are not grateful, are not humble. So every day, we Muslims who believe in Allah was taught by our Prophet, when you open your eye, remember Allah. Ask him. What do you say? Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. Then make dua. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna. Ask Allah to bless your morning till the evening. We need Allah's blessing. We need his protection. We need his guidance. Keep on asking. Because he loves people who ask him. Not like asking people. Asking people after some time, people get upset enough. They will not respond anymore. Asking Allah, Allah keep on responding. That is the difference. Yeah? Allah loves people who ask. Yeah? But be practical in your prayer. If you are not a president, don't ask, I want to be a president. Yeah. Can be a president to yourself. Yeah. You lead yourself. Okay, no problem. Yeah. And then the Prophet continued, وَنَسْتَقْفِرُ. See how the Prophet guide us? When you keep on asking Allah for anything, don't forget to ask His forgiveness. He give, he forgive. We need to be humble. And we hope that word remind us, if we do something wrong with anybody who was our friend before, suddenly you hurt him, you betray him, you lie to him, you borrow his money, you don't pay. You don't remember also sometimes you borrow people's money. That is not good at all. That's why in the Quran, there's only one page, the longest ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. One ayah take one whole page of the Quran. Talking about lending and borrowing. Just talking about lending and borrowing. How, what to do, everything to guide us. And come to borrowing and lending, Allah wants you to write it down. Allah wants you to have witnesses. Allahu Akbar. All these are reminder to show us how loving Allah is, the all-knowing, that human, when come to this, they can forget. We hope they really forget or they play innocent. So this is what the Prophet said. وَنَسْتَقْفِرُ. Then after that, the Prophet continued, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. Ask Allah to help you to purify your inner self, the battle within. All of us have bad feelings sometimes, negative thoughts. Dislike somebody who is better than us. Somebody who is better than us, sometimes we are not happy. We should be happy, alhamdulillah. But so no, I should be there. People should praise me, not praise her. Why do you have this feeling of jealousy, enviness? What do this benefit you? Nothing. It will kill your good self. So we ask Allah, help us to purify our inner self with all the negative feeling and change to be the positive. And all the soul is on, who always have bad thoughts, may Allah replace with good thoughts. You have good and bad energy. Nobody can escape. That is why the qadar and qadar is taqdir, good and bad. But Allah never called us to do the bad thing. He always called us to do the good, the good, the good. To the extent in Surah Hud, Allah said, "Innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyat." When you always try to be good, then all the bad thing will be wiped out. You have no time to do bad thing if you always think of good thing. You don't have time to entertain all the nonsense if you are busy doing something good. There are so many things to do in this life. But because you don't have that positive energy, so you entertain all the negative. Who suffer? At the end, who suffer, brothers and sisters? We ourselves, we have sleepless night. People can sleep, alhamdulillah, we can't sleep. Thinking things that do not benefit you at all. Just an example. Yeah? So the Prophet said, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. First, the battle within yourself. You must know how to control. We like to speak, we like to talk. Be careful what you want to say. A word is like a bullet. When you shoot out, you cannot pull it back. Yeah. So you must be very, very careful. And that's why the Prophet said, "Man kana yu'min billahi yawmal akhir fayaqul khairan aw liyasmut." Whoever say, "I believe in Allah, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-hearing, and I believe in akhirah, because we are going there, and there is the day that everybody who are bad do not want to face the bad guy. But every good people will love to be in that day, because that is the day of judgment." So if you believe that Al-Akhirah is there, The Prophet said, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُنْ. Anything you want to say, anything that you want to speak out, make sure it's good. With good intention, good words. Not the four-letter word that people used to use. You know, even they are so intelligent actor, actress, they still use this kind of dirty words. There's so many good words to be used. Don't. If you have no good word to say, nothing good to say, silent. Wali yasmut. Alhamdulillah. Swallow it. But it's bitter. Bitter is medicine. Don't only take all the sweet drink. Get you this bitter drink. Bitter cod? Good. Try and take and drink. I train myself to love all the bitter drink. The most bitter, the most I favor. Because we are very sweet. All of us have a lot of sugar in the body. You are too sweet already. You add more sugar, it's going to kill you. It's time for you to control all the extra sweetness. Anything extra, you go for the best one. The best sweetness is from honey, yes, good. Honey, there's cure, remedy. And also tamarind, dates. Early in the morning, take a few days. 3, 1, 3, 7, take. That sweetness, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Not coffee, 1 small cup, 3 teaspoons of sugar. Astaghfirullah. Don't do that. So the Prophet said, when you purify your inner self, the battle within settle, then the second, وَمِنْ سَيْئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا, the battle begin. You settle down, you and yourself, now you and others. You must be very careful. No one knows what is in our heart and in our mind. Only Allah and you know. But people will judge us based on what we say. Our appearance, what you do. Our appearance is something you cannot hide. That's why I say, don't forget the body language. Yeah, how you react, how you look. You want to know your body language? Please, every morning before you start to do anything, look into yourself by looking into the mirror. Look into the mirror. What do you see? You see how you look like. Now you talk to yourself for a while. I don't like you. How is the response? Do the response say, I like you. Yeah, I hate you. Do you think the response comes, I love you? No. What you say, that is what you get. You do not know how to learn to smile. You don't expect people to smile to you. If you are not friendly, don't expect people to be friendly to you. That's what you learn. But how many of us reflect about what they see? So there is also a prayer. Allahumma kama hasanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. Oh Allah, how you have created me in the good shape, good looking person, alhamdulillah, make me have good character, good manners, because that is what value. Some people can look ugly, but very kind, friendly, humble. People will respect them more. Sometimes somebody so handsome, nice looking, beautiful, miss this, miss that. they miss all the good things. Because they are so egoistic. The way they walk also, like they don't see all the small guy. They look all the way up. Always look up. If you don't humble and look down, you can fall very easily. You know? Just an example. وَسَيْعَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا مَنْ يَحْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُدِلَّ لَهِ. The Prophet said, remember who all follow the guidance of Allah. Who Allah guide, because you want to be guided, you just follow. Allah said this too. Nobody can mislead you anymore. Because you know you are following what Allah wants you to do. And the evidence is that it's written in the Quran. Be good, you be good. Don't lie, you don't lie. Yeah. Example, be clean. Allah loves people who are clean. Who don't like cleanliness? People, be humble. Be always, you make mistake, ask forgiveness. You make mistake with your friend. Sorry, sorry, sister. Did I say something just now that hurt you? If that please, yeah, I ask forgiveness. I will retract back. Is that easy to do? Husband and wife, do you have a very good communication on and off? What do you think? If you say something wrong, it's easy for sit down and ask forgiveness. It's not difficult. Just be humble. But if you're not humble, why me? Why me? Why I myself? That is also another problem. You don't wait. Anything you know that you may say something wrong, you don't know because you're so used to it. Just be humble. If I've said something I hurt you, please forgive me. Simple as that. And you see, life will move very smoothly for you. Yeah. That is very important. Yeah? And continue, the Prophet said, وَمَنْ يُتْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. Remember, if you choose not to follow the guidance that Allah have shown us, the Creator, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ مُسْتَقِيمٌ, and He have sent the best man, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show you how to have good character, how to have good manners. لَقَدْ قَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah said, indeed, in the Prophet, he have the best character for all of you to follow. You follow this one man, you are safe from all the fitan, from Allah. But sometimes, how good you are, brother and sister, you will have some group of people who just don't like. They will keep on criticizing you because you're too good for them. They want to be like them. You don't want to be like them. So they get very jealous and envy. So they start to create fitna. Don't worry. There's nothing for you to get upset because you want to please Allah. Remember when we wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillahi lazi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. The minute you open your eyes, first you remember Allah, praise Him who have given you life after your death. And then, wa ilayhi nushur. What is more important than you prepare yourself for your final departure to Akhirah? Asking Allah, oh Allah, prepare me, help me to have a good ending. That's all. We do not want to regret there. You regret here, alhamdulillah. This is the world for you to make changes. When you are down there, everything stops. The only thing that will help you is not who you are now, all the deeds that you have done when you are here. This is the world for you to decide where you want to go. If you choose to go to paradise, you just follow the way of paradise. You will reach paradise. If you choose to go to hell, welcome. There's another way. So then you don't keep, oh Allah save me from hellfire, but you are following the way to hell. Oh Allah save me from hellfire, protect me, but you still go and follow the road to hell. Are we okay by doing that? People will say, I think he's crazy, you know. He asks for something, he do another thing. Oh Allah, I don't want to go to prison. You do all the bad thing that you'll be qualified to go to prison. No. Just example. Simple as that. Yeah? At the end of this hadith, Qudbatul Hajar, I like to recall, because this is a khutbah, a reminder that the Prophet loved to use. Because we human, we keep on forgetting a lot of things. Even we have been reminded many times, but we don't know. We are not committed, we are not serious. It's like when we pray, we ask Allah, oh Allah, guide us to the straight. Are we serious? Do you really want to be guided? Do you want to follow the guidance of Allah? No, not yet. But you are asking and you're not ready. If you delay your flight, you know you have a flight to go to Sam. Do you think the flight wait for you? Bye-bye. If I say 2 hours before, you have to check in, or 1 hour you have to check in, you don't come half an hour. Counter close. The flight is still there. They show no mercy, sorry. But when they delay, we have to wait. They keep on delaying. You said at 7, now you delay to 8. And then you delay to 12. No problem. Be patient. You see the law here is not fair. When you delay for hour, we have to just wait. When we delay, but the flight is still there, they said, no more, counter close. Why can't you be kind enough? If they don't have check-in luggage, just body, and it's still there, bismillah. See, all this is not difficult, but if you don't have mercy and kindness, you don't care. Yeah? So we ask Allah to help us to prepare for our departure. Whether you are ready or not, time come, you have to return back to Allah. If we are prophets, we are not prophets, of course, then at least the angel of death will not come and pull your soul without your permission. That is only for prophets and messenger of Allah. The angel of death have to present himself in a good manner, respectful manner, and inform the prophet, are you ready? Time's up. Allah is waiting for you. Only for prophets. And most of the prophet is always ready. Except the incident happened to Musa, alayhi salam, Moses. Angel that came and informed Moses. Moses gave him a punch. Moses, he is a very tough guy. Yeah? You don't play with Moses. Yeah? Jesus is very loving, humble. Prophet Muhammad, most of them, but Moses, no. Can you imagine he gave a punch to angel of death? He don't fear angel of death. For us, class, one angel of death appear, gone. Everything stopped. Because he will not ask us for the permission. He just come, Bismillah, he pull out. So it's very important for us to prepare ourselves. Now let us go back to the book. Don't be sad. If anyone who don't have this book, please remember we have two last copies. Yeah? You can purchase from us later on. Today we'll talk about good manners. Good manners, good akhlaq, good character. Good manners lead to prosperity, while bad ones lead to misery. You have a lot of problems. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadiths, meaning through good manners or akhlaq or character or behavior, one reaches the status of the person who not only fasts, but who also stand late in the night to perform the prayer. The reward, the comparison, people who fast should be more beloved to Allah than those who don't fast. But if you have good character, it's better than those who fast, but sometimes they still have bad character. Sometimes people who fast, but don't have patience. But that's why the Prophet said, it's better than person who fast, and it is better than the person who stay awake the whole night worshipping Allah. Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud is a very good ritual. But if you don't have good character, and there is a person who don't pray at night, he just pray 5 times a day, minimum, but he have good character. Yeah, his status is always better. Allah don't look at how many deeds you do. He want quality deeds, not just many deeds, no. Quality. That's why the Prophet was asked one day by the companion. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't want to do any extra. I only do the minimum 5 prayers every day. No qabliya, no nothing except the 5 prayers. I only fast in Ramadan. Don't call me to fast other day. Sunnah, Monday, Thursday, 0. Yeah. Muharram, 0. Nothing except Ramadan. I only give zakat. No more sadaqah. I only go for hajj. 1. Khalas. Don't call me to go umrah. No more. I want to go to Jannah. Look at this guy. So he asked, can I go? Can I go to paradise? By doing all the minimum. Prophet look at him, and he is very serious. And Prophet know that he always pray 5 times a day with the Prophet. Yes. You go to paradise. As long as whatever you are doing, you do your level best. Give the best quality. Not just the ritual without values, plus value. Prayer will discipline you to keep yourself clean, because before you pray, you must clean yourself. You must wash yourself. So by all the cleaning that you're going through, also remind you, make sure your lips is always, your mouth is clean. Anything you want to say, clean. Anything you want to see, clean. Anything you want to hear, clean, purify, filter. You have to have a lot of filtering. Your heart is clean. And you worship Allah sincerely and you are focused. All this is more important than you do a lot of other prayer, extra prayers. Prophet said, you will go to paradise. Another companion come and asked the Prophet in the beginning of Islam. He said, When is the day of Qiyamah, the doom day? When will be the judgment day? Al-Qiyamah. The Prophet never answered. But the way the Prophet responded, he asked him back. A question was responded with another question. What have you prepared for that day? The Prophet asked, yeah, the one who questioned me, when is Qiyamah? What have you prepared for? He said, nothing, Ya Rasul, except I love Allah and I love you. Simple. I love Allah. But this man, when he said he loved Allah, that means he was always ready to do what Allah wanted him to do. And he loved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever the Prophet wanted him to do, all the obligatory prayer or all the thing that is wajib, he will do. Then the Prophet said, you will be with whom you love. Is that easy to understand? You will be with whom you love. You love Allah, you are going to see Him. You love me, you are going to meet me. I will give you the shafa'ah. I will give you the intercession. And nothing is more valuable than the intercession from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued by saying, shall I not inform you of the most beloved to me and the one seated closest to me in the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, those of you who are best in character? How do you feel, brother and sister, that you will be invited to sit beside Prophet Muhammad? How do you feel? You are moving here and there, suddenly the king appear and he called, come and sit beside me. How do you feel? Betul ke? Is it a dream or what? But this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is better than him? When people offer him to be the king, he do not accept. He just want to be the messenger of Allah. I'm not here to rule you. I'm not here to be a business. I'm here to convey the message of Allah. That's all. You don't offer me all this dunya. I'm not here for the dunya. No, I'm here to just to convey. I'm the messenger of Allah. I am His servant. And I will survive. That's why the lifestyle of the Prophet, very humble. He was offered. Stop promoting Islam. Stop calling us to Allah. We will promote you. You want to be king, leader? We select you. No, no, no. I'm not here for power. I'm not here to be rich. I'm here to share with you, to convey the message. That's all. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. And again, Allah in chapter 68, verse 4, remind us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. And verily you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are on an exalted standard of character. And I share with you what the Prophet taught us. Whoever believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, if you want to say anything, you want to speak, make sure what you say is good. Good word with good manners. Then you say, if not, control. Yeah, that shows that you believe in Allah. You are careful. And he continued by saying the same hadith from Abi Hurairah. Man kana yu'min billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim jarahu. Whoever say I believe in Allah and the day of judgment, you must always be ready to honor and respect your neighbor. Be a good neighbor. Your neighbor may not be good to you, but you always respond something good. Your neighbor throw rubbish to your area. You don't throw back. You talk to them. Can you please collect if you want? You make me happy. We good happy neighbor. You never see I throw anything to your area because I respect you as my neighbor. You educate them. Today, is that easy to get that kind of neighbor? It depends sometimes. That's why when you want to move house, anytime in the future, you need to move to one place. First thing you have to check what kind of neighbors or neighborhood you have. It's very good. Because when you want to be there, you want to settle down, you want to live in peace, you know. But maybe that one is a bit expensive, but it gives you the peace. Or you just don't bother who is your neighbor. As long as it's cheap, okay. Then you know what you are going to experience, you know. So may Allah protect us. And the Prophet continue in the same hadith. Man kana yu'min billahi yawm al-akhir, fal yukrim daifahu. Whoever believe in Allah and the day of judgment, honor your guests. You have guests coming to you. Honor them. That's all. Then you have proven to yourself you believe in Allah. Yeah? And the day of judgment. And Allah continued by reminding us in chapter 3, verse 159, the meaning. And by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from you. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَكُنْتَ فَضْزًا غَلِيزُ الْقَلْ لَنْفَتُّ مِّنْ حَوْلِقَ. Allah is reminding His Messenger, when you approach the people, talk to the people, always show mercy. They may be bad. They may be the worst of the people, but you must respect them. Show that you love and care for them. You are very passionate. You're not here to come and judge and bang on them. You are like shaitan. Why you call him? Of course, the shaitan is there already. Why you promote shaitan? Why you promote? You must say, Na'auzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Okay. Seek protection from the Satan. You don't say you are shaitan. No need. You know? It's like children, you keep on, ini macam shaitan, shaitan. Then he show you the shaitan. Then you get very upset. No. You want him to be good. Save him. Help him. Yeah? If you are not merciful. Of course, mercy is a gift from Allah. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Being human, brother and sister, normally being human, we want to talk about ourselves. If people are rude to you, normally how do you behave? People don't like you, how do you react normally? Stay away. You always try to say, خَلَالَ. You see him coming that way, you move in the day. If possible, you don't want to look at him. Normally, why he don't like you. You know? So it's better you stay away from him. Normally. When the Prophet is approaching his people who once upon a time respect, love him. But now he is calling them to one God. Stay away from idol worshiping. Believe in one, only one. They don't like him anymore. Anytime he's coming, he's coming. This crazy guy. But the prophet never show hatred. Allah give him that mercy. Go. Talk to them. Invite them. But don't use harsh word. You want to go to hell? Oh, wow. You don't listen to me, you go to hell. Stop. Then they will respond, no problem. We love hell. What can you do? Leave us alone. We want to go to hell. Leave us alone. You don't go in that way. Come, O people. قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُونَ. Come, let us say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا. There's only one true God. We all will end as a good people. We will have a good ending. We will be successful. That's all. That's the only thing the prophet called. And that is the thing that they dislike most. But that will stop the prophet from calling. He now said, enough, you are stubborn. Yeah? I will pray, oh Allah, destroy them. No. He keep on praying, may Allah guide them. Allahumma di kaum fa innahum la ya'lam. Oh Allah, give guidance to them. They don't know what I'm trying to call them to. They don't know the value. It may take time for them to know. What really made most of them start to accept after Fathul Makkah? When the Prophet is back to Makkah with his companion and the people of Ansar, not from the people of Makkah, only Muhajir. The Muhajir have migrated to Medina, joined with Ansar, they come home now. Fathul Makkah, the new chapter, the opening of Makkah, back to the believers. From that day, everyone who are the mushrikeen, the disbeliever, hope for the mercy of the Prophet to forgive them. The Prophet can be very hard on them. You remember what you've done to us? You chase us away. You torture the believer. And you kill them. Yeah. You kill them openly. That my Ummah have to flee to Abyssinia. Yeah. And we have to migrate to Medina, left our property, left everything. Of course, they know this is what they have been doing. They are worried that the Prophet is going to take revenge. The Prophet never do that. The best word he used, antum tulaqa. You have your freedom now. That is a time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the revelation, Iza jaa nasrun minallah. Iza jaa al-fath. Nasrun minallah wal-fath. When the help of Allah come, Makkah is open for the believer now. And you will see a lot of people coming to Islam. It's true. In a short while, the whole Makkah became Muslim. The whole Makkah all became Muslim. Allahu Akbar. But when that ayah was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ وَالْفَتْحُ, the Prophet also said, I have been signaled by Allah, the meaning. I have been informed by Allah through this ayah that my death is very close. My departure back to Allah is very, very near now. Everything that happened in the time of the Prophet, Allah keep on sending reminder, signal. But alhamdulillah, because he was a prophet, he was alert. We don't alert. If there's a signal, nothing wrong. No. False signal. Sometimes there's a lot of signal reminder. Yeah. One day, Prophet Idris, known as Enoch, he made friend with the angel of death. Yeah. And he made angel of death promise one thing. Please, since we are so close to each other, can you please give me some signal when my time is up? Just let me know lah. Send me a reminder. If possible, just 3 times. So they depart. After some time, suddenly angel of death appear and said, your time is up. He said, you promised that you are going to give me some signal. If you promise 3 times, and now you come and say time's up. He said, I have been sending you signal more than that. Example, just an example. How many people who die at your area and you were there? Or maybe 10 times. 10 times I signal you. 10 times I've sent you a sign. Gone. Time's up. Time's up. Oh, okay. So sometimes the sign is there, but we overlook. We thought that I'm still young, I'm still healthy, yes. But death have nothing to do with age. Your time come, go back, that's all. So you cannot just excuse yourself and I think I still have time. If you have the guarantee from Allah, you know. Allah say, oh, Hassan, you only die in 2060, alhamdulillah. Then Hassan, do anything you like now. 2059, you become a good guy. There is no such message from Allah. He just said, wal tanzuru nafsum ma qaddamat li ghadin. Look into yourself what you have prepared for your tomorrow. Every day, before you sleep, you make dua and ask Allah that tomorrow will be a better day. But sometimes we feel sad. Every day you give, somebody will call you, tell you more problem. No, that is not the life we want to move forward. We want a new day with new spirit. Yeah, with new. Yeah, I would say, new what? Be good news, happy day. Yeah, Malaysian have many days that we have holiday. Yeah, I think in the world Malaysia have the most holidays. So the Prophet was warned by Allah, you must deal with people with gentle passion, soft hearted. If you are hard hearted with people, you are too aggressive, you are just mental, people are sure to run away from you. Just share with all of us, if you are a grandmother and grandfather, do you love your grandchildren? How do you feel? Love grandchildren? I love to see my grandchildren. Each time when you talk to me, make me very happy. Because they are healthy, they are happy, alhamdulillah. You can see them, it makes you so happy. But if you are hard on them, do you think they like to see you? If their parents say, let's go to grandpa. Grandpa, no way. They heard grandpa like seeing an angel of death. But maybe they like grandma. Grandma is very loving, caring, talk to them. Alhamdulillah. Just an example. It's really a suffering to see somebody you don't like. But you have no choice, you have to see him. It's like you don't like your boss, but you are working there. And so happened the boss loved the worker. They say, every morning, 15 minutes, I will come and give a talk to all of you. Yeah, some boss are very, very active. He want to see their worker every day. But you don't like this one. But you cannot be delayed. When you delay, one day, you should check it at 9. I am in the office at 9. You only come at 9:30. Second day, they give you, okay. Third day, he gives you a letter. You don't like me? You're welcome. Exit. Yeah. Facing, seeing people you don't like is suffering. Departing from people that you love, is that suffering too? Yeah, people that you love. And they are going to say bye-bye. Oh, you feel so sad. Yeah, but people you don't love, anytime they want to say bye-bye, before they say bye, when are you going to leave? Yeah. Meeting somebody that you love is Allah. Yeah, it's really a mercy, a blessing. Yeah. And you don't have to see people that you hate. You have no problem. But the opposite, you will suffer. Yeah. So always remember. So, and speak good to people. In Quran chapter 2, verse 83, Allah said, speak good to people. Aisha radiallahu anha described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's personality. When people ask Aisha, who know about us than our wife? Who know about this man than his wife? Because they are very close. No secret among them. Everything is very transparent among husband and wife. So the husband know the wife better than anyone, and the wife know the husband more than any friend. So they ask Aisha the character, the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, "Kana." خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His character was the Quran. How Allah is so merciful, forgiving, kind, keep on providing, and that is how the Prophet Muhammad behaved. It's like he's the walking Quran. Walk, talk the walk, and walk the talk. He is that man. He's the best. The best youths, the best businessman, the best husband, the best father, the best leader. Care for everybody, who keep on praying for everyone. And he has been praying for all of us from that day. That's why he asked his companion, You say, do you know that there's a group of people who is very close to me? They were shocked. They thought they are the closest because they are with the prophet. Then they ask, who are they? Are we not the one? Are we not the one? The prophet said, no. You believe in me because you saw me. You see me. You see all the miracle I show you. So you believe in me. There will come a time there are a group of people who believe in me without seeing me. Who are they? We all believe in the prophet and the saying without seeing him. They are the one who is very close to me. They get jealous of it. But alhamdulillah, as long as we try our best to follow the sunnah of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brother and sister, in our daily life, the way you talk, the way you dress, the way you behave, the way you eat, the way you drink, the way you communicate with one another, if you do everything, you try to follow this one man, the messenger of Allah, you will never, never regret. You will never fail yourself. Is that easy? Yeah? It can be easy too. Because you don't have to break your head and think of that. Just follow. SOP is there. Just be humble and follow. Yeah. The only thing that you will be facing a lot of challenges because the surrounding are not helping you. No, you want to be good. But when you go out and mix with other friends, they are not the kind of people that the prophet is talking about. Righteous, sincere, good manners. But if you are among the righteous people, sure, it will be easier. Because this group of people, when you talk, they don't use bad words. They don't curse, they don't gossip, they don't talk bad. They just talk what is good, what we should do. Not about what people is doing, what we should do. There's so many bad things happen, what should we do? It's good that we know that what is bad. That is a good sign. If you don't know what is bad, it's dangerous. Then you stay away. Then you promote what is good. Is that easy? When it comes to food, do we want to always eat the good food? You know how to choose good food. When you want to buy some shoes, you know where to go to and buy. You don't go to Bata anymore. That brand is an antique brand. Yeah. From my time, from the 50s, 60s, Bata exists already until now. BATA. Yeah. But the young generation, Bata, no way, man. What is this Bata? Just example. But anything you want to do, remember, I share with you other hadith in Adabu Mufrad. The Prophet ﷺ even said, مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْمِيزَانِ أَزْقَلَ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْقُلُقِ. The Prophet said there is nothing in the day of judgment which way heavier in the balance in the weight of Allah. Allah have His day judgment, He have His skill. And everything that you do will be weighed. The Prophet said nothing which way heavier in the day of judgment in the balance of Allah than good character. Yeah, they said, Husnil Khuluq. So try your best to have good character. By be good to yourself, be clean, be kind, respectful, and then always serve people with the best. Talk with respect. Don't be a burden to anybody. Yeah? And even the Prophet also say in that other hadith, he said that fahishan wala mutafahsha wa kana yakul khayarakum ahsanikum al-akhlaqa. He said the best of you is the one who has the best character. Yeah? Is that easy to have good character, brothers? Is that easy to have good character and manners, sisters? Alhamdulillah. It's not really difficult. If you think difficult, then it's difficult. To be good is so easy. Wherever you go, you know you'll be good. You don't cause problem to yourself and to others. You don't break the law. You are not a lawless person. You follow the law. You have no problem. When you drive, you follow the law. You don't get finger coming out from the window. No problem. Just be good. Yeah. So may Allah, Rabbul Alameen, brothers and sisters, help us. Yeah, to have good character. The best way, be in a good company. Be in a good environment. Inshallah, that will help us a lot. At the end of the day, the Prophet also remind us by saying, Al-mar ala dini qalili. فَلْيَنْزُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُقَالِلْ. Everything has been spelled out by our Prophet. He said, human, a person, character depends on his environment. If his or her environment is good, so easily he or she become good. But if your environment is even you are good, is really a challenge. You always choose the good word, they choose the opposite. You have patience, they always scream, shout. They always like the bad. You don't like smoke, they love smoke. From the cigarette, they change to what? Vape. Vape have more smoke. So if you are around that group of people, you will be smoked by them. I normally will signal when people smoke, I stay away from them. People may say, Shay, don't know. Smoking, wow. Of smoking. Inspiration, Alhamdulillah, when I was not yet a Muslim from age 9, I have been smoking. I stopped when I became a Muslim. You can change if you want. It's up to you. Never when you experience the smoke, cigarette will just fly into your mouth, force you to open your mouth, and force you to, smoke. No, he never do that. You have to walk so far, going by. You see, smoking is like killing yourself. Please don't excuse yourself. It's very hard for me to abandon. No, I'm hooked into it. I cannot survive without smoke. Did your mother give birth to you with a cigarette inside your mouth? No. They give you the best food, the purest drink, milk, to build your immunity. Now you are exposed. I know. Sometimes you are exposed to the wrong company. Time to migrate. Minimize that kind of car. Until you are strong, you bring changes to them. Good. Don't let them change you. You change them. They want to know more about cigarette, bring them here. Let me have a deeper discussion with them. Yeah. So may Allah protect all of us so that we all will end with people with good character, which what the Prophet ﷺ have said, that all the character that is good will carry the heaviest weight in the scale of Allah. Yeah. So may Allah protect our children, our grandchildren, yeah, from being exposed to the bad environment. Amen. If there's any question, now we open for Q&A. Fatafaddal. Any question? Any question online? Sisters, any question from the sisters? No question from the sisters. Any question from the younger men?
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh. You say be kind to people, yes?
Again?
You said be kind to people, right? You said in your manners and your
be kind. Manners, yeah. Okay.
When someone is not nice to you, in what way do you have to respond in kind to them?
When somebody is negative to you, there are two kinds of negative. Yeah, one is he don't say bad about you, but he don't like you, but he don't talk about you. He just try to stay away from you. Then you act normally. If you see him, by right, he come to you, he give salam, he don't give salam. You see him, assalamualaikum. Nothing wrong. You pray for the best. But if he is showing you, not just by his look, he talk bad about, he humiliate you in front of other people. He's very mean. He go for the kill already. He humiliate you. No, he scream at you, he said you are this in front of people. Then you know you are not dealing with a normal person. And what did Allah say about this kind of people? If the people dare to say bad thing in front of you, don't like you, what is hidden in his heart is double. Stay away, khalas. You don't have to waste your time. Just stay away from this kind. Disconnect yourself. You have the right. But you don't talk bad.
And the second thing around the language, right? Say you come from a society or a culture where the language is quite different to...
Hard.
You know, say...
Simple example about language. About words. Give me one example.
About the words?
And the culture.
Well, say a four-letter word could be used as an expression rather than an insult to someone, right? An expression of one's feelings rather than someone being insulted in a way. So
one simple example.
The four-letter word, right? The four-letter F word, right?
Four-letter word.
And say it can be used as an expression rather than.
There's so many words to use, brother. Why you go and follow some crazy people who come up with this four-letter word? And then you thought that it's another expression. No, no, no. Very filtered. That means your mouth is so dirty. That shows that what is in your stomach, in your, is so bad. No, don't use that. Even how angry you are, control. You can raise up your, why you do, why you behave like that? You can raise up your voice. If you think you need to wake him up. You cannot say, what the four letter? Why? Then people will not respond to you. You think people are happy? Then after that, it's so common. You use four letter, he use four letter but double. Double doses. Then are you going to respond triple? Then what is it? What is there to talk? Nothing to talk. Everything is four letter. I better stop. Example. I know sometimes we are carried away. We are frustrated. We thought that by reusing that word, it releases. No, you don't release anything. It shows that how filthy you are. You know, how dirty you are. You remember what like the Allah said, what they say, if it's so negative, what is their heart is double. So what should you do if people use, hey brother, I hope you know how to use a better word in the future when you talk to me. If not, you don't talk to me. No problem. Easier. You don't like to talk to me, don't talk to me. No problem. If you want to talk, we can talk, but don't use that kind of word. Is that easier? If you ask me, I will talk to a person. If he have no respect to me, I just, do you have a better word to say to me? If not, I'm not going to repeat like him. Because I'm not like him. I don't want to be like him. They may provoke you. Ah, then you say, what? Then? Okay. Then you have to cut him off. Just get out. Easier. I know sometimes certain culture, they use a lot of bad words. But I, when I'm with them, I inform them. Certain culture, like my people, if they're upset, they bring your father, your mother all inside. They bring your father and mother, you know, all the bad things come in their conversation. So before I was not yet Muslim, I may respond the same. But it's normal. You bring my father, you bring my mother, all the bad word is coming in. Now when I become Muslim, we are not allowed to make any negative comment and be rude to our parent. We are not allowed to show disrespect to them. We cannot do that. And the Prophet will ask, you know, did people curse their parent? And they use bad word to their parent? Normally people don't do that. The Prophet says, yes, yes. How you do that? You curse other people's parents. You show disrespect, you condemn them. Then the people condemn your parent like how you condemn their parent. See? So that you must be careful. So after I knew all this value, I go and mix with my old people again. They still use that word to me. Then I get very upset. I say, brother, friend, you want to talk to me, you talk about me. You don't bring my papa, my mama inside. If you don't like me, talk to me. You don't bring my parent inside. I don't allow them to use that anymore when they talk to me. You put a stand. Be firm. If not, we don't talk. Who give you a right to criticize my parent? Who give you a right to use bad word towards my parent? It's me you don't like. Talk to me. You want to curse me? You curse me. Let me listen. Why you curse me? I want to know. That's how. Anything negative, respond with positive. Can we do that? Yes. Be ready, always ready for the worst to come. But don't behave like them. Don't behave like that. Clear? Another question? Good. Alhamdulillah. Any other question from the sisters again? No? So sister, normally no problem. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? It's good when the sister have no problem. Yeah? Because sister play a very important role in building the society. If all of us are positive, positive, we hope the generation will be positive. Because the one that's closer to the children are the mother. So if the mother is always positive, may Allah, yeah, grant all the family members with all the positive values, with positive mindset, and always use positive approach. Okay? So may Allah bless. Any question online? No.
No.
Today, no question online. We have to ask, keep on asking why. Because on off, I will get messages from online students said, why they don't respond to our questions? That's why I keep on asking. No? We don't want to abandon them. Yeah? So please send my salam to the family who are not with us. And then send my salam to all the jama'ah which I have been, I have attended giving lecture to them in other area. We encourage them to follow up. Why? Because we need a reminder, ongoing reminder. Because the challenges in this world never stop. More and more challenges is coming in. And if we have been reminded again and again, it brings benefit. Allah said, وَزَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Always remind each other for the sake of Allah, because reminding one another bring benefit for those who believe. Yeah? So may Allah protect all of us, make us a better Muslim who always have better manners and character. Amin. وَبِلَى تَوْفِقِي وَلَأَقْرِ دَعْوَنَا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بِالْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. Before I give salam, brother and sister, always try and remember where any time when you say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, you hear the azan, أشهد أن, raise up your finger. Get used with this finger, index finger. Use this. Every time you say La ilaha, or you heard people say La ilaha, raise up this finger. It will help you a lot when the time you really need it. This is the sign of a good Muslim, because he remember Allah. Each time Shahada, La ilaha illallah. The azan, La ilaha illallah. Raise up your hand. It is a signal to say the oneness of Allah. It's a sunnah. And especially when you are not well, you may not able to say anything, but you want your mind, your heart to respond, La ilaha illallah. Somebody may come and whisper to you, oh sister, don't forget to say La ilaha illallah. You may say, but I don't know, because I can't hear you. But when your finger move, then it give me the calmness, it give me the, and you are responding. Because that is the best word for you to end your life. The Prophet said, whoever can say that before he die, he will go to paradise. good ending. So please remember this. When you have a selfie, group picture, and a freestyle, back to one style. La ilaha illallah. Use this now. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.